Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, let's bring Frank Cusimano from KSDK into the mix this afternoon, and let's just start with hockey, because shamefully, I gave up on that game last night, and Ethan was texting me as I was watching something else and said, hey, how about that? And I noticed it was tied, so I watched it into the overtime. We have a series, don't we?
We do, and you know what, Mark, that was historical, because you have to go back to 1919 to find a team at home in the Stanley Cup Final that led by 3 goals and ended up losing the game. And I know, you know, it's a 2-2 series, but if Florida loses this thing, they're just going to look back on that Game 4 and think, gosh, we had them and we blew it.
Didn't all of the overtime, there's 3 overtime games. The third game was a blowout, but weren't all the games that went into overtime sort of tied up in the last minute or so, or last 2 minutes of the game, basically?
They were. That's what makes this like the most spectacular series that I can remember. I don't know, like television rating wise, I think I mentioned it to you. They had 2.4 million viewers for Game 1. The Super Bowl gets 127 million, but who cares? Right. If you're watching it, you love it. If you're not watching it, too bad.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I've even, you know, declared I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but I gave up on the game that was a blowout the other night. I thought last night was turning into a blowout. I'm glad that Ethan texted me and I came back to it, because that was fun. They play again tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
hey, yep. Hey.
And it's great to see, by the way, St. Louis and Matthew Tkachuk, who's finally getting healthy. People were wondering why he's been so quiet. He's like finally healthy. He had 2 more goals last night.
Hey, Frank, didn't they change the goalie for Edmonton when they were down? And the guy that came in just stood on his head, and they were like, oh, this guy's going to be in the next game.
You got to go back to him. Yes, there's no doubt about it. He was the difference in the game for Edmonton, no doubt about it. He stopped the bleeding.
All right, speaking of bleeding, the Cardinals are doing a little bleeding right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't want to be too negative here, but you just have a scary feeling that they could, you know, by Sunday night, this could really, really be ugly. Now, who knows, maybe they win tonight. I don't like the matchup. Peralta's a really good pitcher from Milwaukee, but it's 5 losses in a row, and it's getting your ace, who you're paying $25 million a year to. You wanted him to stop the bleeding last night. He got rocked. And, you know, like after the game, it's not good. I'm not good. We're not good. I mean, he just kept saying that. It's a little weird hearing your star pitcher talk like that, but it's rough right now. They got to find a way to win some games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Frank, you know, there's been a lot of strengths for this team early in the year, and I would argue the biggest one has been the offense. And right now, it doesn't seem to be clicking at quite the level that it was earlier in the season. And I think one of the guys that's concerning me the most right now is Lars Nootbaar, whose struggles have continued on here for a decent amount of time. What are you seeing from him, and how close are we potentially to seeing him getting pulled out of that leadoff spot, do you think?
Well, I haven't seen the lineup tonight, but I would definitely make that move tonight. But it's brutal. I mean, the last the last day game here in St. Louis. He came up five times, struck out four times. He's just been in a horrendous slump, and I don't see the point in having him lead off as we speak. Now, I will say this, in defense of the Cardinal offense, arguably their best offensive player has been Brendan Donovan, and now he has an injured toe issue that I don't think it's serious. They're trying to avoid the injured list, but not having him just exacerbates the Cardinals' offensive issues.
So that kid that was on the mound for the Brewers last night, Jacob Mizorowski is his name. He's a Blue Springs kid, right, from the other side of the state. That's my understanding. He looked like he was like 10 years old.
Yeah, and ironically, he's from the other side of the state, but he grew up a Cardinal fan, and he was talking about how weird it was to make his major league debut against the team he absolutely loves. But, Mark, how about him, like, you know, one or two pitches in, already throwing 100 miles an hour?
I mean,
who starts the game throwing 100 miles an hour? You have to go back to Justin Verlander when he was, like, 24. So he's going to be scary for years to come for Milwaukee.
Didn't he have to go out, though, because he kind of rolled his ankle walking to the dugout or something weird like that?
He did something that we middle-aged men do all the time, just kind of, like, turn your ankle when you're casually walking. It was really a dorky way to go out, but still, it was five magnificent innings.
So I don't know how much you know about this. Because when I talk to you, sometimes I pop on ESPN to see if there's anything interesting. Antonio Brown is facing attempted murder charges. You know anything about that?
Well, I just saw the story. I don't know too much about it, but I don't think it like shocks anybody because he's been a career knucklehead, but attempted murder, this is even brutal for him. Yeah.
Based on something that he was allegedly involved in during a boxing event in Miami last month. So that's some news this afternoon. All right, what's coming up on your show on Sunday night?
Well, big thing is going to be the Bomarito 500. It's going to be I just left the track about an hour ago, and it's almost like the feel of their first ever Bomarito 500. In fact, in terms of Indy cars coming to St. Louis. So we're going to do the show live from there. We're going to be with all the drivers, and it's going to be a cool show, I think, live right after the race.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Frank. I'm looking forward. I was mentioning, you know, as far as movies and sports go, the F1 movie that's coming out in a few weeks, the trailer for that looks spectacular.
Yeah.
I was mentioning the studios locally are trying to get Kenny Wallace to host a screening. I can't remember if they settled on a date. But that one looks like one, we were addressing this earlier, that I would like to see on the big screen. I mean, there's just certain movies. And Superman, the trailer for James Gunn's Superman, which opens up on the 11th of July, looks fantastic. And that comes from someone who is so sick and tired of comic book movies. The Avengers, I got so sick and tired of the Marvel movies because you get worn out on them. And then if you get behind on those movies, it's hard to catch up.
So hard to catch up.
But Superman would be one. I'm going to go see How to Train Your Dragon this weekend on the IMAX. So I'm kind of back in the game, Fred, when it comes to seeing movies in the theaters.
You got that and the new Fantastic Four, like back to back, that and Superman. So those two have been
and
really
the
highly
trailer,
regarded.
For, there again, I would say, you know, if you would just tell me the Fantastic Four, there's another movie, I say I don't really care because the other one was so terrible. That looked pretty good. I saw the trailer last week. It looked fantastic. All right. Thank you very much, Frank Cusimano. Watch the show on Sunday night. And we're coming back with Ann Wagner to brief us on Iran. John Ziegler also at the top of the hour. Annalise Basso, St. Louis-born native actress in the movie The Life of Chuck in the next hour, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.